This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States mourned the death of Great Britain's longest-serving monarch Thursday, just a few hours after the news was announced that Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain died earlier today. Presidents and politicians acknowledged the singular life and achievements of the UK's longest-serving monarch. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have released a statement mourning her passing. The statement came swiftly following the announcement of her death. It said the Queen defined an era and was a steadying presence in a world of constant change. Former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama also remembered the Queen in a statement Thursday, praising her dedicated leadership and tireless, dignified public service. The Queen worked with 14 U.S. presidents during her 70 years on the throne. VOA's Diane Roberts has more on the life of Queen Elizabeth II.
Of its old empire. Queen Elizabeth II was also the world's oldest and longest-serving head of state. She came to the throne following the death of her father, King George VI, on February 6, 1952, when she was just 25 years old. She became the monarch at a time when Britain still retained much of its old empire. It was emerging from the ravages of World War II, with food rationing still in force and class and privilege still dominant in society. In the decades that followed, Elizabeth witnessed massive political change and social upheaval at home and abroad, while remaining an enduring symbol of stability and continuity for Britons. At a time of relative national economic decline, Elizabeth also tried to adapt the ancient institution of monarchy to the demands of the modern era.
This is VOA News.